Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. This is the International Women's Day edition, a special edition to celebrate all the wonderful women in the world. And I hope you're going to enjoy it. It is totally unscripted, so be warned. My name is Oluseye Igbafe, your host. And as always, I'm glad to have you on this podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking in line with the theme for this year, which is choose to challenge. And I am choosing to challenge the myth and the mindset that suffering is a normal thing for women, that suffering is synonymous with womanhood or motherhood. I remember a few years ago, I went to an event. It was an event to celebrate women. And during that event, they decided to play a particular song track to celebrate women, and the song track they chose of all the song tracks in the world was an African song called Sweet Mother. Now that is a beautiful song. I'm not in any way trying to play down the song. It's a very beautiful song, and it talks about all the things that, you know, mothers go through for their children. But I felt that that was not the best song to celebrate who we are as women, because there are so many sides to us and there are so many things about us that is beyond the inconveniences and the things that we go through for our children. There are so many facets of our lives. But of course, I went along. I did go along with that song that day. But, you know, the thought never left me. This may also be because I actually have an aversion for suffering. For the word suffering, I don't believe that suffering is beautiful or suffering is graceful. I believe that there is no divine recognition for suffering. We are not born to suffer. So I really do have an aversion for suffering. You know, as we celebrate International Women's Day today, and this month we're also going to celebrate Mother's Day, you will probably get or share a post that would highlight the things that women go through as wives and as mothers. And I think it's time we begin to change that conversation, not only to appreciate women for going through such things, but to begin to see that this is not right and this is not normal. And how do we change from having women go through all these things to women living better lives? I believe that women deserve to have better lives. They deserve to have happy lives that are not full of suffering and perseverance and, you know, having to have patience with everybody and putting themselves, you know, at the bottom of the pile. I believe that women are called to live beautiful lives. And this is not an anti-man or anti-men kind of conversation. I'm not putting the blame on anybody. I'm not putting the blame on men or saying this is caused by men. As a matter of fact, if there's any group of people that have perpetuated this mindset, I would say it's women as well. We all grew up under that mindset, and we actually just live with it and we perpetuate it, that it's okay for us to go through things. It's okay for us to suffer. It's okay for us to have to feel some anguish. And there are actually people who believe that, you know, if they are not suffering, they are not good mothers. If they are not having to deny themselves anything, they are not good mothers. If they are not, you know, stressed out and burnt out and going through stuff, then they are either not good wives or they are not good mothers. We have associated womanhood and motherhood with putting everyone else first. And I think, you know, this is a theory that I have, that this is one of the major reasons why mother-in-laws of the last generation have problems with their daughter-in-laws. I think those women poured all their lives, their energy, into their sons. And by the time their sons started making, you know, some level of success or started becoming successful, their sons came up and, you know, introduced to them one young lady. Take, for example, their son, you know, now got a car, or the lady's son, the woman's son got a car, and then the daughter-in-law says, oh, mom, you have to sit at the back. So them, it's not about sitting at the back seat. It's literally taking a back position in their son's life. And they resist it because this is all their life. This is all that they have invested their life into. So we need to stop glorifying suffering. We need to stop putting all our life only into our children and into our marriage. Do women need to make sacrifices? Of course, it comes with the, you know, it comes with the routine. It comes with the package. Do women need to be uncomfortable at times? Do they need to, you know, deny themselves of certain luxuries because of their children or their spouses? Of course, these are normal things. But it is not the same thing as suffering. I say to myself, God has given me one life, and it's a beautiful life, and it's a good life, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to raise my children, and I'm going to raise them in joy, and I'm going to raise them in peace, and I'm going to raise them with happiness, and I'm going to be happy and fulfilled as well. Women, we have to enjoy every day. We have to normalize enjoying our life. And I'm not talking of when you go to parties or when you go to events, that's when you enjoy yourself. No, we have to normalize living good lives, living enjoyable lives, using gadgets. We have to normalize asking for help. I tell people that the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31 had servants. Have you noticed that? She didn't have one servant. She had servants. So she had help. She had assistants. She had helpers. She did not need to be overwhelmed. That what made her virtuous was not the fact that she was broken and stressed out and overwhelmed. And I don't know who needs to hear this. What makes you virtuous is not that you are dying under stress. Challenge that mindset with me today. Now, this is sometimes compounded by some men. And I said some men, okay? Some. Don't take it personally. Okay, this is sometimes compounded by some men who say things like, oh, my mom used to trek 10 miles to fetch water. My mom used to grind beans on stone. My mom never used the washing machine. My mom used to make fresh food every day. Blah, 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 blah. Number one, did your mother ever tell you that the highlight of her life was trekking 10 miles to fetch water? Did she? What made you think she was happy doing it? Oh, because she had a smile on her face. Maybe because she didn't have an option. Let's even assume she was happy doing it. You did not marry your mother. And this is not the same age or the same time as when your mother used to travel 10,000 miles. This is a different age. And even if your mother, you know, was happy trekking 10,000 miles, that was a hard life that your mother lived. Why would you want your daughter, your sister, your wife to live that same life? You should want a happier life for them. And this goes to all the sister-in-laws and sisters and aunties and grandmas who say the same thing. Who compare people's suffering of the past and make it seem as if, oh, you also have to suffer to meet up. There's nothing to meet up. My International Women's Day 2021 challenge is to challenge this myth that suffering is a normal part of a woman's life. You do not have to suffer. You should not suffer. We have to normalize women not suffering. We need to stop normalizing women staying in abusive relationships. We need to stop normalizing women staying in violent relationships. We need to stop normalizing domestic violence for women. We need to stop normalizing men preying on younger women. We need to stop normalizing, you know, women suffering physical, emotional, or mental abuse. I speak to you there, woman. You don't have to. It is not normal. It is not proper. And you shouldn't have to if you don't want to. You can choose to, but let it be that you choose to. If you need help, ask for help. If you need me time, take some me time. If you need to rest, take time and rest. You are not born to be a machine. Yes, you will serve those in your life. I think that comes with part of being a woman. Service, but not servitude, not servanthood. You are not supposed to love others at the expense of your own life or build up the life of others at the expense of your life. Even the Bible says, love others as much as you love yourselves. Let your life be balanced beyond being a good wife, which is very important. Be a good mother. Beyond that, be a good sister. Be a good business person. Be a good human being. Enjoy every aspect and every facet of your life. Take yourself to the spa. Go and watch some movies. Hang out with your friends. Take a nap. Today, I challenge the myth. I choose to challenge the myth that suffering is a normal part of women's life. And that's a wrap for today's show. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope it has stirred in you even the beginnings of the thought that we must stop normalizing suffering for women. And we must normalize women enjoying their lives. When we see women having fun, we mustn't think there's something wrong with them, or they're irresponsible, or they're careless, or they're anything. It is normal for women and men to live great lives and enjoyable life. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this. Please remember to share this with your family, friends, and everyone that you know. Till next time, take care of yourself. Stay safe. Bye. Bye. Happy International Women's Day. Bye.